we better start recording so that we can drink so I can take my bitch pills.
Who says we're not?
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
Fuck, man.
Who's about to take her bitch pills.
Shit. All right, well.
Are those pills made out of bitch, or are those pills that make you bitch?
They're made out of Midol.
Yeah.
So they're the ones that I take to prevent bitch.
Okay, so they're there to
prevent
bitch.
They're bitch prevention pills.
Ah. Okay.
But Bill always called them my bitch pills, so...
Oh, there you go.
Bitch pills.
It's an important distinction, I think, to make.
Not to Bill.
So what are we going to wash it down with?
Tonight,
James?
We are drinking Vandermill Hard Apple Year-Round Cider.
Yeah.
The unique blend of apples is the foundation of each year-round cider we create. It personifies the inherent balance between an apple's natural sweetness and acidity. 6.5% alcohol. Get crunk. It doesn't say get crunk.
That sounded an awful lot like the synergy of descriptions.
All right, I'm drunk on it.
Huh. Well, that's quite good.
Is it? I can't taste anything.
Some.
Hmm.
Okay, to me, this tastes kind of like, I don't want to say a watered-down cider, because it's not right, because it doesn't taste like it's lacking. It just doesn't really have anything super prominent to it, aside from a cidery back end.
Yeah.
It's significantly lacking on the front end.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
It's not...
Yeah, it's like a... It reminds
me of... For those that like flavored water.
Yeah, this is the LaCroix of cider.
Agreed.
Whoa, that... Oh. All right, vilifiers. I don't know that I would go that far.
Salsa is no longer a vilifier.
I've paid my dues, motherfucker.
Sure, you're no longer a professional, but Salsa, when were you a professional anything?
Now?
Okay. Follow-up question. But are you?
I mean, he gets paid.
I mean, I guess.
I don't know. How are you defining professional? Because I'm pretty sure he hits most
Salsa?
Of those.
Yep. Paid a hell of a lot more than you do.
That's super fair.
Well, that's true.
I mean, I get paid a hell of a lot more than you do.
I meant, like, as a performer.
Oh.
Definitely.
But also
Salsa,
yeah.
That's
but
only
also,
because people want to see what you do.
Exactly. That's my point. And
all
I'm retired.
So, yeah.
All right. Oh.
I don't know. This is... I would say this... It's like a dry white wine.
Oh, white wine has more going on.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like...
I mean, you're closer, but it's still... It's like a spritzer.
Yeah.
It's like a white wine spritzer.
I'm with Jen on this one.
It's like a cider white wine spritzer.
That's spritzer. I just feel like...
I just really like saying spritzer.
Anything is the LaCroix spritzer. Of something is... It's just, that's so mean.
So you guys, I have to tell you about my Monday.
Do it.
And this does actually kind of tie in a little bit.
Do it.
So Monday was a weird fucking day for me because I've been experimenting with different radio stations, trying to find a morning show that doesn't play me the same five songs over and over again. And so this particular morning, I had my radio tuned to KFAI, Fresh Air Radio.
Hmm.
You know, playing with more locals. Current NPR, seeing if news in the morning is my thing. I'm not sure that it is. But, you know, so I had my radio tuned to KFAI, Fresh Air Radio. And I usually get to work... shortly before 7. On Monday, I was running a little bit behind because fuck Monday.
Yeah.
So it got to be about 7:05, and I'm starting to pull into the parking ramp garage thing for at my place of employment. And I hear the announcer on the radio show say, and today we have with us Tim Wick. And then I hear his voice, and I'm like, what the shit?
Yeah.
That's fucking weird. And he was talking about convergence stuff.
Because
there's convergence stuff, and how when they started convergence, they were stapling programs on his dining room table, and like, back in my day, kind of stuff. But it was like, fucking what?
When dinosaurs roamed the con.
Basically, yeah. I mean, Tim was there. So, anyway. curtsy.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm like, okay, fucking whatever. That's bizarre. Not completely unprecedented, but still very random. And then I walk into my place of employment. And my place of employment will sometimes do big initiatives.
Hmm.
Things that they want to get the company energized about. and sometimes it's cool and sometimes it's not. And you can always tell how much, how important an initiative is to the company by the swag that you get for that initiative.
Oh.
So I walk in and they're like, hey, do you want a water bottle? And I was like, oh, what are we doing now? They're like, Stride, we're going to get healthier at work. And I was like, okay. So I take this box and I go to open up the water, and it's a glass water bottle with like a rubber thing around it so that you don't bounce it against shit. And then like a straw type doodad with a little flip it up. And, like, a loop for hooking it on things. And I'm like, okay, this is a pretty swank water bottle, so I'm going to be hearing about this for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So, the company initiative is to get healthier.
Mm.
So I go into the break room.
Mm-hmm.
And I stop. There is an intruder in my break room.
Dun, dun, dun!
There is a new machine in my break room.
Is it Tim Wick?
It is not Tim Wick. That would have been way more random and much weirder.
You said intruder, and I just assumed.
No. No, there was a new machine in my break room.
Mm-hmm.
It is a water machine.
Oh.
But we already have a water machine, a machine that makes both ice and water. This new machine is a flavored water machine.
The hell you say?
It looks very similar to the soda machines at movie theaters where you have a touch screen where you can select various sodas and or flavors to add to those sodas or whatever.
Mm.
But it is purely water. There is no soda.
Oh, shit.
It has a couple of different flavors. Like, it's got like strawberry something or other, a watermelon lemonade, a peach mango flavoring, and a lime mint, which has since become my favorite because now I can pretend amazing. Like I'm having a mojito at work.
pretend, yes.
Well, I mean, pretend. Supply your own mojito, but... Oh no! This is the mint lime. I
swear to God. Swear to God, boss, this is just the mint lime water.
I'm real dehydrated.
I need more water. Pardon
more
me.
Water.
I'm
just real tired from drinking
all
this water.
I gotta water this down with more water. So, but not only can you get different flavors of water, you can select if you want the flavoring to be light, medium, or heavy.
Ooh. That's
so
important.
You can select the flow.
Kind of. I mean, you can't, like... it's on a scale of 1 to 3, but yes.
I'm just going to make sure that there's, like, a 5-foot explosion radius of...
What's wrong, James? Does something make you uncomfortable?
No, I just think you're going to get murdered.
Why?
I mean, maybe not more than usual. All right.
Explain that, James.
I really love watching the both of you be really uncomfortable
this
with this game of chicken.
I'm not uncomfortable at all. I just want James to be really uncomfortable.
So, So anyway, so this radio. Water machine, yes, yeah. You can control the flow. And
damn it.
Ha. Wish I could. Fucking perimenopausal. So good. Anyway, so not only can you select different flavors, not only can you control how much flavoring, you can select if you want it to be sparkling or not. Which is the whole tie-in to the LaCroix from earlier.
I'm all about it.
I know that you can murder someone and eat their heart to gain their powers, but what part do you, can you cannibalize someone to get access to their work's sparkling water machine? I ask for a friend.
I mean, that friend could just go to the careers section for my company and see if there's anything available.
I mean, that seems like the normal way of doing it.
Right. And the most likely to succeed, honestly.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, so we have these water machines.
Okay.
So this is another part of their big initiative to get people healthy, try to convince people to drink more water.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look over at the coffee stuff.
Oh.
We still have coffee.
Oh, fuck.
In fact, we no longer have the McShitty's coffee that we had been drinking previous.
Mm-hmm.
We now have Caribou coffee.
Oh.
But we do not have granulated sugar.
Huh.
Like the regular granulated sugar.
Yeah.
We have sugar in the raw.
Mm-hmm.
We have stevia. All the stevia you could want.
I thought it was pronounced stevia.
I've heard it pronounced both ways. I like stevia because I don't like thinking of my brother Steve as an artificial flavoring.
Now I can think of nothing else.
Hi, Steve. So, and then we've also got honey.
Oh.
And I fucking love honey in my coffee.
Whoa. Amen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Coffee.
So now I have flavored water. I have Caribou coffee with honey.
Times are tough.
They've also brought in an assortment of teas. Like, we used to just have black and green. Now we have an assortment of teas.
Shit. Yeah, times are tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And free fruit.
Yeah.
Apples, oranges, and bananas. Free fruit in the morning. They've got like a certain amount until it's gone.
And they're hiring, you say?
Yeah, probably. They're always hiring. It's an 80,000-person company or some shit. So
whether or not they'll hire me is entirely different.
Yeah, I make zero promises on that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so there's
that. I
can
work for your team. No. No.
And then.
No.
You can't work for my team. I can tell you that right now.
No, I wouldn't want to.
You were not of the.
Even if I was qualified, that's.
We had that discussion last week about you working together or dating.
Just, no, it would not be good.
Yeah. No. So anyway, there's a reason why we have worked at the same company, but at different times.
Yes.
Anyway, so, but that's not all. Because.
But wait, there's more.
The cafeteria has had a makeover as well.
Ooh.
Does it have food robots?
No. A lot of the things are the same. We still have a pizza station, but it is homemade pizza.
Nice.
Yeah. And with, like, whatever they've deemed to be healthier ingredients. So, a healthier form of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Still have the grill station, but with various selections added and removed.
Mm-hmm.
Still have the salad bar, because you can't fuck up a salad bar for health. Sandwich station is the same. They still have the rotating entree station. They got rid of the candy aisle.
Oh.
They have replaced the candy aisle.
With fresh fruit beyond that.
Build your own trail mix station.
Oh, fuck, man. All right. Okay.
What the
I was going to ask, how are you supposed to be happy? But that's a good answer.
Build your own trail mix.
How they is have that not
almonds
in-
and cashews Fuck. And various types of raisins and dark chocolate chunks? Because dark chocolate is
and
better
it's
for
healthy.
You.
It's
than
healthy. Yeah. Free. Yeah. Or you
no, it's not free.
Did you pay by the nope. pound or how?
Yeah, I think it's like I think it was like 30 cents an ounce or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. He's so mad right now.
I would spend even at 30 cents an ounce, I would spend $20 a day on that. Are you
yeah.
kidding?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then the best thing for me.
No, you. Well,
no, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there is one
if
last.
If you
thing,
order now,
Jesus,
that stands out for me personally. A couple of months ago,
mm-hmm.
I had actually put in a request to my company that we get a smoothie machine.
Jesus fucking Christ!
Because my doctor had been telling me, you know, more fruits would be better for you, especially at this stage in your whole hormonal whatever. Like,
right.
fruit is a really good thing for you currently.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm allergic to a lot of different fruits.
Yeah.
But I can have berries, like strawberries.
Bananas.
No, I can't have bananas. I'm allergic to bananas.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Salsa can have bananas if they're cooked.
I can have, bananas are fine.
Oh, okay.
Apples, cherries, like certain things. Tree fruits is what you
yeah.
have issues mm-hmm. with. Yeah.
Hmm. Blackberries, raspberries, peaches, pears.
Oh, buddy.
Yep. So those are all the things that I can have.
Hmm.
And boy, howdy, do you know what tastes delicious in a smoothie?
Is Everything.
A mountain berry mix.
Ooh.
And in fact, it's one of the ways I get the most fruit that I have is like for at home at least, I just have frozen berry mix that I will then make into smoothies. And I was like, I mean, this is great, but I'm lazy, so I'm wondering if I can convince my place of employment to get a smoothie machine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was my letter or if it was going to be a part of this initiative all along, but I got me a smoothie machine.
I mean, Mother. You should take credit for it either way.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's been the big thing at work. They're like, we're a health company and we need to be more health focused. So they did take away my junk food. But then they provided me with a plethora of other options.
Plethora.
So, plethora. And I will miss my Three Musketeers bars with the nougat that I shouldn't be having because there's dairy in it, but it's so good. Hmm. On the flip side, trail mix. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right.
The diet that I'm on, I would just fuck up like a garbage bag of trail mix.
Mm-hmm.
If you get me a list of all of the shit you can put into a trail mix, I will give you $20. And make you just ask you to bring me some trail mix back.
Yeah. I mean, I always make my own trail mix anyway because I usually can't have half of what
All
they put
the
in
things.
It. Like, yeah. Peanuts are usually popular in a trail mix, and I
sure.
can't peanuts.
Hmm.
Just almonds. My trail mix is just almonds.
I usually do...
Salsa, that's not much of a...
Don't ruin this for me.
Okay.
I didn't mean to kink shame you. I'm sorry.
Okay. I usually do either almonds or cashews, and dark chocolate bits. So they're already on the same square as me, and then like craisins, because I'm not overly fond of raisins. Like they're okay, but
I think I'm the only person who is.
But yeah, because a lot of other trail mixes will have like peanuts, or M&Ms are fine, but
sure.
They do still technically have. Some milk in them because they're milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, like I generally prefer to make my own trail mix anyway. So I saw that station and I was like, all right, health company, well played. Like, just like, God damn it.
I was all set to be so mad at you.
Yeah.
Nom, nom, nom.
I'm still pissed about this.
I'm going to eat my feelings in trail mix. that's good thinking.
Yeah. So that happened. And then the other weird thing that happened on my Monday was I got a message from my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend's sister. Right. I'm friends with my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend. She's a wonderful, delightful person.
Okay.
Her sister also does project management work.
Oh.
And was having some difficulties passing her PMP certification.
Okay.
So I got a Facebook message from her.
All
but
right.
here's where it gets weird, because I've never actually met her before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her sister has talked to us about both of us, I assume. Because mm-hmm. I know she's talked to me, and then her sister reached out to me on this PMP thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she reached out to me, and she's like, hey, I know you don't know me, but, you know, I'm working on this PMP thing. Was hoping maybe you'd be willing to spend some time. And I was like, I remembered her sister saying, hey, I think my sister used to work at my place of employment.
Place? Yeah.
So I just looked it up on the interwets, and I was like, oh.
Did you just say interwets?
Yep.
Okay, just Please. Wanted to make sure. Go on.
Yes.
Please.
My
interwets.
Please, sir, my interwets.
Thank you for this.
God damn it. Anyway, but I can't believe you did that. Anyway, and I can't believe you brought me along for the ride, you son
Salsa's
of a bitch.
Dismay is palpable
impossible
and
confusion.
Delicious.
My dismay?
I think it's confusion.
Oh, well,
the
also.
Wets. Yeah. Oh, the wets. Anyway, so I looked her up, and sure enough, not only does she still work in the same company as me, she's in the same building as me.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. I was like, hey, I know you, because she messaged me on Facebook Messenger, because
sure.
that's where you get a hold of everybody. And I was like, I responded on Jabber. I'm like, not to be a creeper, but, you know, here's the situation, and I much prefer Jabber when I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
Da, 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 da. And so that afternoon, I had a random meeting get together with my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend's sister to talk about PMP certification.
All right.
I would have done that way different. I would have been like, yeah, I'm more than happy to help you. And by the way, I like the picture on your desk.
No.
Just start leaving envelopes with the name written
just
cut out letters or something.
Ah.
Well, see, what you want to do is you want to, you know, do this one thing where, you know, blah, blah, blah. By the way, nice sweater.
So anyway...
This is why no one ever should work with me, ever.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, so anyway, that was my weird and bizarre Monday.
Awesome.
All right.
And it was great. It was wonderful. I mean, the Tim thing was a little weird. But other than that, it was pretty good overall.
Yeah.
I mean, but
at least he wasn't rear-ending you.
I know.
So far.
He was rear-ending your ears.
Ew.
So...
My bumper.
My job is also weirdly healthy.
Okay. Do they have a trail mix buffet? Build your own trail mix?
No. I wish they did. Yeah. I bought different pants yesterday. There was a
sale.
Bring
me my brown pants.
Yes, actually.
Oh, God.
They are brown pants. I went to Duluth Trading Company because I needed new pants. And they had a fucking giant sale. So I bought a bunch of pants, and it turns out that I've lost 5 inches of waist.
Nice.
So that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this was one of your sub-goals, so congratulations.
Yeah, part of it. Part of it is that the tech department that I work on is on the fourth floor, and the cafeteria is on the first floor, and the tech help desk where I deliver completed machines and things is on the first floor, and where I have chosen to park is, I want to say, a half mile to a mile away from my office. So... I put in a lot of steps, and
nice.
I'm climbing about 30 stories worth of stairs every day, and burning 3,000 something calories
nice.
Every day, just on average. That's a normal non-emergency day. Yeah, and then they have a beautiful cafeteria with fucking awesome food. It was one of the reasons I chose this job. I was like, holy shit, that cafeteria.
Yeah. Like,
is it weird to deliver flowers to a cafeteria? Oh, shit. It
depends. Bread flour or whole wheat flour?
Oh, my
Good
God.
Joke, man.
No,
wow.
God damn it.
Fucking wow. So, what have they got in the planter? For $7.50, I got a salad that looks like a heart attack on lettuce. It's fucking amazing. And is perfectly in line with my diet.
Nice.
So, good.
I still think Jenna's winning on this one.
Oh, probably. I'm really loving having an IT job that isn't sitting at a desk all day.
This is where we differ.
Yeah.
I understand.
What's the cafeteria like at your place?
The salsa? Beer fridge is 3 feet from my desk.
See, we all got perks.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way I like it.
And the coffee is always exactly the way you enjoy it.
And that is why I am not losing any weight.
Well, there's that.
At all.
Yeah.
Because my commute is down one flight of stairs.
The campus that I work at is super nice, and on emergency days and things like that, they're like, this conference room needs help, and just like run,
cape billowing in the breeze metaphorically.
Yes,
metaphorically. Oh,
good
God.
I've tried selling my boss on bunk cubes, nap time, and IT capes, and so far
no
nothing
capes. No,
but,
capes.
No capes.
No capes.
We don't have too many jet engines there, so
there's always something you can get that thing stuck on.
Yeah, capes are a bitch.
I mean,
no capes.
No capes.
No capes.
No capes.
All right, but no, it's fun. I really like this job.
Yeah. Cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that my son's soccer was canceled today and took him to soccer practice.
Oh.
Oh, was he sad?
No, it's at a playground. He played. He was
all
happy.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, no, I can't really think of anything. That my weekend was fairly inconspicuous, honestly. Like, stuff happened, but none of it was really...
I've got a thing I'll talk about next week when I have brought things with me.
Yeah,
I have watched...
I remember what I did.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
I took... Did I mention this last week? I don't remember. No. I took a barrel-making workshop.
No. What?
You did not mention this last week, but I think you mentioned this at the last meeting.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. I knew I told somebody. Yeah. I took a rain barrel-making workshop.
Mm-hmm.
It was put on by the Friends of the Minnesota Park people. So the Minneapolis, like, the Mississippi River Park Connection people.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
Friends of the Mississippi, I think, is what their name is. And it was $35, and you sat, and they gave you kind of a lecture on different types of water conservation and... different native grasses and you know, how they are better for the soil and, you know, just basically how to be a better person for the river.
Sure.
You know, and learn how to be, you know, more conscious of the waterways in general when you're planting your lawn and when you're watering your plants and stuff like that, which was all quite interesting. And then they give you this kit. And the barrels themselves were donated by Coca-Cola, which is why the
cost was so low. Which was great because the barrels still had just like, you know, a little bit in the very bottom of Coca-Cola syrup. So you open up the barrel and it just smells like Coca-Cola. And he was like, if you're lucky, you get one of the cherry Coke ones.
Oh, my God.
Just open up and it smells like cherry Coke on the inside. So you get the barrels are donated.
Yeah.
You get the kit and they and in the kit is like all of the different drill bits and stuff you need. So you just bring a drill and you pay your fee and you show up and they're like, this is how you assemble the kit onto the rain barrel. And this is how you do it when you get home. This is how you attach it to everything. And now we've got a rain barrel in our backyard that has a spigot on the bottom, you know, so you can get the water out without having to pour it out. And the cool thing is it attaches directly to my downspout.
Okay.
So what you do is you drill into the side of the downspout, and there is this rubber thing that you insert into the downspout, and it kind of flares out. It's kind of got this flared edges on it, so you slide it in and it opens up and it fills up the inside of the downspout. So that it collects the water coming down the downspout. The cool thing is it's open in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So once the barrel fills up,
oh sure,
it backfills back into the downspout.
So it's like just a non-moving mechanical valve.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's pretty cool. And so instead of the water, when it fills up, instead of the water just overflowing, it goes back to the downspout. And down to where you want it to go. So there's no puddles or mess or anything like that.
Huh.
That's so pretty delightful.
It is pretty great. So we've got this rain barrel for $35. Nice. And it came with a really interesting, you know, kind of conservation lecture. And I was like, I would abso-fucking-lutely do that again to get another rain barrel. Hell yes. Yeah. I recommend it. I should include a link to it if I can find it somewhere. Because they do these periodically. Mm-hmm.
I should get one for where we're at now because that one spout, like the thing, just keeps coming off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was an absolutely fascinating thing, and I rather enjoyed it a great deal. Yeah, that's that.
Neat.
All right.
Yeah, that kind of stuff is always super fascinating.
Yeah.
The thing is my wife signed up to do it herself, and then couldn't.
Oh.
Because she totaled her car, and that's another conversation.
Yeah.
So she was like, could you go in my stead? Because it's already paid for. And she felt like she was like hesitant to ask me because she was like, he's going to hate it. He's going to just be like, why do I got to go to this fucking thing? And I'm like, this is awesome. What are you talking about?
Aww.
So yeah, it was a good time.
Nice.
Should we take a break?
Yeah.
All
right, let's do it. We'll be right back.
Yay!
Give me a break. Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing. Look, I got a lot of uterus happening right now.
And we're back.
God,
salsa.
Fucking wow. I'm James. Shit, man.
I'm Jenna. By the way, everybody, I'm on my period and it fucking sucks.
Oh, speaking of uteruses, sports.
Is it uteruses? Uteri?
Uteria.
Uteropodes.
It's a uterus, not a uterus.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Apropos.
Them.
No, the Women's World Cup is going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard rumors.
Mm-hmm. And America just beat England, which was game. It was the semifinal game, 2-1. USA beat England.
Mm.
That was the game to watch. And wow, It's going to be, tomorrow is going to be Sweden versus Norway, and then we'll find out who USA faces in the final. But holy shit, it's been real good. It's been very good. And you may have been aware, but there is a great deal of conversation coming out of this about women's athletes in general and just the ridiculous treatment that they are getting.
Yeah.
And how they are perceived in sports.
Sure.
Oh, I am aware.
Indeed. And I really want to get your take on a lot of this, because I've been having thoughts and I kind of want to...
back up. You've been having what now?
I know.
All right.
A dangerous pastime.
I know.
But I've mentioned in the past, Minnesota has a professional women's hockey team now.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that, and was going to go to a game and then couldn't because they sold out.
Is it the White Caps?
Yes, the White Caps. As a matter of fact,
good job.
As a matter of fact, don't tell my daughter this, but one of her birthday presents for her birthday coming up is a T-shirt with her favorite player.
Oh, that's
a numbered
cool.
T-shirt with her favorite player on it. So that's,
oh my god,
exactly.
Oh my god,
are those available in adult sizes?
Yes. As a matter of fact, they're only available in adult sizes. She's getting an adult small, so we'll see how much. We'll see how much
she's just gonna wear it as a dress.
I mean, if she wears it as a nightshirt, that's fine with me. Yeah. I don't care. If we need to take in some seams or something, I don't think she will care. She will just be happy because it has Hannah Brandt's name on it.
Yeah.
Various friends of mine. Have had conversations on Facebook and other places about women's sports in general.
Sure.
About soccer and the fact that even though the women have won like the last fucking 3 World Cups in shit like that, they still have to have day jobs because they're not getting paid the same amount.
Yeah.
And yes, the White Caps games are selling out. All the sold out all season, but that's because
there's
like
a tiny arena,
2,000 seats.
Yeah.
And fuck. And the Lynx, you know, the Lynx fucking destroying, and still, I read an article today about Maya Moore, who is arguably the best women's basketball player ever, is not playing this year. She's on hiatus. She's taking a year off.
Oh.
For various reasons. One of them is she's doing some like, what's the word I'm looking for? Prisoner advocation.
Oh, sure.
Advocating for prisoners who were wrongly imprisoned, basically.
Awesome.
But one of the things they did mention in the article is it's not uncommon for professional women's basketball players to take a year off because they get burnt out. They don't get paid as much.
Sure.
And so they, in the off season, go play in Europe and shit like that. You know, this is one of the best players, again, arguably the best women's player in the world, and she's having to play in the off season to pay the bills.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous. It's one of the reasons why I immediately went, hey, my wife, I'm buying this jersey.
Yeah.
Right. Because even though we could wait for my daughter to get a little older and maybe the shirt would fit, I felt like I needed to give them the money now.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
And I also kind of came to the decision that I was going to, instead of calling it hockey, unless I was specifically talking about in general, not to default to men's sports being sports.
The thing. Yeah.
You know, it's because it's always hockey and women's hockey.
Right.
And basketball and women's basketball. Mm-hmm. And I feel like from now on, I'm going to try to do this, and I will slip up, but I will try to refer to it as women's basketball and men's basketball. And women's hockey and men's hockey. That way, men's is not the default.
I like it. I approve wholeheartedly.
There was controversy recently about weightlifting
Oh my god.
With because they're not the official, and I know, feign surprise. The official groups in charge of the weightlifting competitions aren't sure how to handle people who are trans.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah, and it's just been a fucking a mess because there's controversy where there shouldn't be controversy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's like I said, that was just kind of something that was going through my head the past few days. It just kind of like, and I urge everyone to consider doing the same. I'm not going to tell anyone what to do, but I urge you to consider using men's hockey, women's hockey, even fucking football, which is, do we have a professional women's football league in the
not that I'm aware of.
Even then, if you start referring to it as men's football, I feel like that doesn't then make the default men's.
Right.
So
I'm for it.
And the reason I was hesitant is because of the does gender really matter thing.
Sure.
And I'm probably offending somebody by the way I'm saying it, because I apologize. But I was like, am I by gendering it, am I opening a new can of worms?
I mean, kind of. That was the first thing that I went to was, well, what about non-binary people? People that don't fit within a masculine or a feminine specific. But I feel like even taking that into account, there's no other way I can see to get out of that default mindset without being more blatant about... And frankly, we don't have non-binary hockey. Right. We don't have non-binary whatever. So I feel like you are correct in that distinguishing between men's and women's. Even in the case of football, where none of us know if there's a women's football, which now I'm curious.
Other than like the lingerie bowl, which was...
But
I felt like those were the leagues that existed, so calling them as such was okay.
Right. Yeah, I feel like making sure to specify at least which leagues are there, and it at least makes people think about it more than just doing the automatic default, which I feel like is a step in the right direction. It's not as inclusive as it could be, but then again, the sports scene right now isn't as inclusive as it could be.
Also that.
So, yeah.
Like, I'm right on the same page. I agree wholeheartedly. I noticed exactly what you said, which was like...
Yeah, but all my right non-binary now, friends.
Right. Right now it is. It's very polarized. It's very binary, but it's steps.
Okay. Well, I thank you for affirming that, because like I said, that's kind of where I was at, but I also wanted to make sure that I was not faulty somewhere in my thinking.
Well, and I mean, obviously, we're definitely all the experts here on gender.
But you have different perspectives, and clearly, again, you have a uterus and have a completely different perspective.
Which does not necessarily make me female, but I do also identify.
I didn't say it made
you
female. I just
You did say uterus, which...
But, the other thing is, going along with you know, asking people to consider doing that is also to spend your money more evenly. You know, like I said, I bought my daughter a thing for the women's hockey team because I felt like that's I wanted to vote with my dollars in that direction.
Yeah.
A friend of ours who goes to a lot of Lynx games posted a thing on Facebook where she was talking about go to women's sporting events.
Right.
if you were considering going to a men's sporting event, go to a women's sport instead. Spend your money.
Yeah.
Tell, yeah. you know, vote with your dollars and tell the world this is what we want.
Mm-hmm.
We want women's athletes who are two-time Olympians and four-time World Cup winners.
Yeah.
That they can come back to this country and not have to get a job as a barista in order to make ends meet.
Right.
Fucking nuts. There was a, wait, don't tell me, with the I think she was the former captain of, and it's been, I want to say,
I heard this
3 weeks.
Yeah, I heard this episode.
Since I listened to it, but when the women's soccer team was, like, already hitting their stride and shit. And they were like, yeah, you've been in, you know, 4 World Cups and you took home 3 of them and you were, you know, like, this is, you've achieved all of these things. And I was like, why haven't I seen this person on, like, every fucking Wheaties
exactly.
box? Why am I only hearing about it on, wait, don't tell me.
Right.
I mean, good on them. I'm glad that I heard about it.
If
but
you
also,
want answers to those things.
Yeah.
I feel like you already have them.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I felt like there was one more thing I was going to say, but I'm blanking on it.
Well, I know a place where non-binary people can do sporting things.
Indeed. Nobody asks. Nobody cares.
No, they don't even... Yeah, gender isn't even really...
It's can you hold a thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, or can you be a weapon?
Like, also that. Yeah, you don't even need to hold one.
Holy
can you be
fuck.
One?
Oh, my God.
I think...
So now that Human Combat Chess is closed, we can talk about this. Holy fuck. Okay.
My favorite fight of the season is probably your favorite.
Possibly my favorite fight ever.
Yes.
For Human Combat Chess.
Holy shit.
It was so good. Okay, so number one, Human Combat Chess.
This was hinted at last week. Now we get to hear it.
Yeah.
Human Combat Chess this year was incredible. They split it up into semifinals and finals, and I think we've talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see my daughter fight. Oh my God, she's so good.
That was
great. She was the problem is that I know my daughter from a mom perspective. And I know like I know that she's not always the most graceful person in like just general movements. So like yeah, she's done some falling down and knocking things off and whatever. But her fight, I had concerns about, like, cause she would, pretend to attack me with a mop and I'd be like, Jessa, pull your shoulders back.
Yeah. Your stance is all wrong.
Yeah. Come on, bend the knees, whatever. Like, you know, things like that. Like I'm just instantly fight choreographer at her.
Mm-hmm.
And her fight was against a non-binary person, actually, just to tie that back in.
Mm-hmm.
But so good. Her stance was good. Her shoulders were good. She was graceful.
She had an incredible fight.
She moved real fucking well.
Mm-hmm.
Her targeting was pretty good. I did also see her first opening night. Objectively, it was, you know, really good. So I was just excited to get to see Jess in that fight, and I did love that fight. However, there is a fight that stood out above all other fights that have ever happened in Human Combat Chess.
Yes.
I am not exaggerating. Do 100%. You want to talk about this?
Somebody just do it.
Okay. Stella Sticks. And I don't remember the last name.
Jacobs.
Jacobs. Okay. For some reason, I thought that might be correct, but I've also had quite a bit to drink, so wasn't sure.
Science.
Stella Sticks Jacobs, named such because she has walking aids. She has like the. Sticks.
The not crutches, the ones that have the little
wrist
arm
crutches.
Thingies. Yeah.
I And she had a set of them specifically as weapons. In a stick-on-stick fight. So her opponent...
Quarterstaff? Or?
Yep. Chose quarterstaff. And that fight was so fast.
Yeah, and I'm clarifying. Yeah. Her weapon was her wrist crutches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was it. That was... And, yeah, it was like, so, yeah, they called sticks, and she was like, yep. Well, here I am. Let's do this. And, yeah, that was the fight, was her on those sticks, fighting with those sticks, those crutches.
I can see some amazing kicks coming out of that.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
So fucking good.
She was, like, weightless on those things. She was flying around.
Bryn got a picture of her when she was like mid jump for like a jump kick type thing, and she is horizontal to the board. Her torso is horizontal, and her stick is straight up, and it's so fucking good.
Well, I've seen videos of her in
doing parkour
classes.
Yeah,
yeah,
and so I can imagine. That, like, sounds awesome.
And that's the other thing, too, is that, yes, the character was on sticks, but the actor, performer, is on sticks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's not a purely character thing, and at the end of the day, she gets to shed those and walk home. Like, no. That is what she does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not just that. So she's doing this fight, but she also still has her own bodily limitations.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just incredible. Mm-hmm. She fucking nailed that fight.
Awesome. I spent the entire fight unable to breathe in because I was yelling the entire time.
Oh,
just
God.
Fucking cheering and screaming and gasping and it was a longer fight.
Yeah.
But they packed so much into that fight, and it was so fucking mind-blowing. And for people who missed it, I am, like, I'm real sorry for you, because it's one of the best things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. It was so incredible. And it was such a good statement of, well, and this is just her as a person, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, she hasn't always had these. It's been about a year or so.
Yeah.
That she as an individual has had to work with these.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I remember her being somewhat distraught over this and, like, how am I going to fight? How am I going to make all this happen? And yet she's got these things and she's doing parkour. She's doing stage combat. She is not letting these things limit her as far as being able to. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she has to do some adjustment for her capabilities, but. We all do to a certain extent, but she has worked so hard, so fucking hard to be able to do these things, and it was inspirational.
Yeah,
to watch this fight.
If any fight was as just blistering and varied, and full of twists and turns, it would be almost as incredible. I just fucking I was floored by it. There were a lot of very surprising fights, and one of the things that I'm sorry, I just
pictured like somebody jumping out from behind somebody. And
surprise!
Wah, wah, wah.
Our chief weapon is surprise. Surprise.
Anyway,
and cunning.
I know I threw your entire thing, but go.
One of the things that I've appreciated about this last season is that they did get back down into hand-to-hand fighting, even if that wasn't the weapon call. They did get back into hand-to-hand fighting.
Yeah.
Which I think tells a very different story.
Ooh, buddy, yeah.
And has a lot more opportunities in it, especially when you're mixing it in with weapons fighting. And doubly so during the finals. And I think the breaking the season into the semifinals and then the finals gave them so much room for storytelling and so much time to ramp up for the finals teams. It was so much more than I think it has ever been. Not just in numbers, in sheer bodily numbers, because they had, you know, 80 or 90 people on cast, but in scope, for the finals only, they were able to do so much more because a lot of the basic storytelling was told early. Yeah.
Awesome.
It was a blast.
It sounds it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, I'm all about it. So support women athletes and support local athletes.
Yes.
Go see those shows.
I mean, it was fun for me when Human Combat Chess got the sports in the news thing.
That was great.
I'm like, I never... You saw that, right? There was a...
Did you not see this?
No, this was a few months ago.
Oh.
But there was they have the... Was it... It starts with a B. What's the website?
Fuck. BuzzFeed?
BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
Did a sports segment, like little video of Human Combat Chess.
Oh.
And they never contacted Six Elements or Human Combat Chess or anybody on this. They just grabbed a bunch of clips that existed, presumably from the Six Elements YouTube, which is a shame because they could have had a lot of good quality video for it. But, I mean, and it's not bad. It's just some of it's older stuff. So, my ass was in a sports coverage thing for Human Combat Chess. Never thought I'd get to say I'd be in a sports article before.
They picked a good ass.
Yeah, pretty happy with my ass.
We were scoping out our various assets today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Weird random sports trivia. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yep. Anything else? Should we take a break?
I think maybe a break.
Break is good.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back, and then we'll do, you know, all of that usual nonsense that we do at that point.
Woo!
Yay, nonsense!
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at AONpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at AONpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@AONpodcast.com. And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
Yep. That's the thing. We are back.
Do you guys want to hear about my uterus some more?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, sure.
Oh, my God. So, I was kidding, but if you guys are going to go with me for the ride. I recently
motherfucker.
Okay. I recently switched birth control.
Uh-huh.
And I did a show on Friday for Ville.
Mm-hmm.
Which, it was an acceptable show, but, like, a couple hours before the show, I started to feel bad.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, God. I'm like, maybe I'm sick. I kind of feel a little, like, nauseous and just really out of it and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, but I don't feel sick. I just feel bad, right? Like, sometimes you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
And then, so I was letting everybody know, I'm like, I don't feel great. You know, there's this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, I'm going to keep going. Because had a conversation with the backup, and it was, she was like, I'm like, that's fine. I can do it. If you were super gung-ho to do this show, though, I was going to be like, have at.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I did the show, but, like, right before the show, like, it connected my brain. I was like, oh, I just switched medication.
New meds, yeah. Mm.
New meds, and I took them shortly before, like an hour after taking that, I was starting to feel oogly, and I'm like, ah, fuck me. I mean, so I switched to right before bed as opposed to midday. Midday is easier for me to remember.
Sure.
Midday or morning, but you're supposed to have at least something in your stomach before you take
right.
some of my medications, so...
Good idea.
And I like to do it all at once.
Fair.
Yeah. So, bedtime it is. And that's been working out fine. But, yeah, I'm really excited for once I... Because you don't start your new regime of birth control until the first day of your next period.
Right.
So I've been holding on to these pills for like about a week or so, being like, come on, buddy, come on. And I started spotting and I was like, boom, here we go. but yeah, that was what I was like.
That seems like the weirdest gamification I've ever heard.
I mean, the prize is I will hopefully get regular periods. So that would be lovely.
Woo.
Because this whole have a period every 3 weeks for 10 days and then not one for 2 months mm-mm. is for sucker chumps when I have medications that will make that not be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, and that's what the switch is too, is that like the other birth control was not doing it. So we're hoping this helps. Oddly enough, and I don't understand this, but it's a lower hormonal dose. Which is supposed to help more, like, I don't know if, like, your body's, like, fighting your hormones or something or whatever to make
Instead
that,
Instead of a full frontal assault, it's like a ninja. In and out like that, and no one knows you were there.
That's my villain thought, you son of a bitch. God damn it. I delivered that villain salt last Friday, you fucker.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, so people anyway, who saw the show said that you were good. By the way,
what
people who saw the show, friends of mine who saw the show,
they
said that you were good.
In the bathroom.
Oh, good.
Yeah, actually,
did they really?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
What the fuck? All right. Well, oh there's that.
You need to tell that to Jessa.
Holy shit.
Because I'm not going to be able to do it justice.
Yeah.
I think we need a fast five.
Fast five!
Today's fast five comes to us from Troy. Who I would like to point out.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Ooh.
Did he write it all in red?
No. Here's the thing. I haven't even opened the email yet. Here's the thing. The subject line is Fast Five, Part 1, Numeral 1. And the second email is Fast Five, Part 2, Word 2.
Oh,
God damn you!
Oh, Troy, you're my favorite. oh, my God.
You know how to push my buttons, motherfucker.
Yes. This pleases me more than it...
All right. My skin is trying to crawl off my body. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
This is great.
It's
fine.
This
you.
Is fine.
No, because
you.
I haven't actually seen it.
It's fine.
And honestly, even if I had, the level at which it is upsetting you outweighs how much it would bother me.
Now, my friend had...
Continuity, man!
I think it was every DVD of the series Friends... If I remember correctly, she had a couple of collections, and one of them was definitely Friends DVDs, and if I remember correctly, it was that one where all of them fucking match except for number 9, which was, like, they decided they shifted shit around just a little bit.
Like, instead of picture at the top, title, it was, like, title at the top and picture
right,
below.
Right, then
it
picture
yeah.
and then the number, yep. so that shit was spaced weird, and the number wasn't in the same place, and it was up... fucking setting.
Nope.
All right.
That shit bothered me.
No. I get it, and it would bother me more if your reaction wasn't so delightful.
So if the screen was pointed the other way.
Well,
so
yeah,
see it.
Probably that. But mostly it's just watching you
like
freak the fuck out over
hot
this is
needle
amazing,
between
and
my
I love
shoulder
it.
Blades.
Question number... Okay, no, we're not even at the questions yet. We have the introduction. I just want to move on.
Yep.
You're done with this.
Greetings, apropostors.
Ooh.
Hello.
Ooh.
I'm feeling lazy at work, so I thought I'd send you another Fast Five.
Yeah, that's fair.
I hope you enjoy my wandering mind.
Uh-oh.
Question number one.
And now I'm disturbed that he was thinking about this at work. Question number one.
Oh.
Meat or blood?
Oh.
Hmm.
We've established that I'm on my period right now, so I'm going to go with meat, because that actually really helps me with all of the bloodiness.
Huh.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay, so while you guys are thinking on meat and blood, I'm actually going to go blood, because why not? But, my boyfriend has a phrase that he stole from, a female roommate of his, which is, whiskey steak chocolate shake.
I like it.
And it is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. No, that rings true.
Whiskey steak, chocolate shake.
Mm-hmm. Yep. When you're on your period,
Get those things.
Get the meat, get the booze, get the chocolate.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
No.
Don't do them all at the same time, however. That
not
does
in a blender.
Not sound
you got to meter that
yeah.
out. Yeah.
Yeah. Whiskey yeah. steak, chocolate shake.
All right.
So, yeah.
Rotate.
Joel, take me out for a good steak pretty much every time I'm going through this.
And now you have found a fantastic steakhouse.
That is true. Which, Zastris, you're welcome.
Steak.
I got a message from friends of ours that went there for their anniversary.
Yes.
And they were just like, thank you for the recommendation, because this is amazing. I'm
good.
Like, I know, right? So you're welcome.
I'm going to go with meat on this one.
I'm going to go with blood.
I'm still baffled as to what the possible context might be.
I don't know.
Let's see, meat or blood.
Which one grosses you out more?
When you're playing a first shooter, which spattering upsets you more?
Yep.
Really?
Well, meat. There we go.
Okay. Well, we just found out James has a weak
the blood,
stomach.
The thing is, like, just gore. I
fucking love that shit.
Sometimes, like, with the rail spike shooter, when I hit something, and it makes the little train, like, boop, boop, which is great, and then something is stuck to the wall, I can kind of handle it. But with, like, I just fucking can't.
Like,
I don't like the viscera.
If I wound myself, I don't have a problem with the blood, but if I can see meat underneath there, that's a problem.
Yeah. And I mean, if that is the context, I would probably have to switch to meat.
Yeah.
If I was wigged out by blood, I'd have a problem.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just going to go with blood because it's the season right now.
I start feeling anemic if I don't eat red meat. So I'm going to go with blood.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Question number two. Blood or wood?
Yeah, what the hell, Troy?
I have no idea, but I'm going with wood, because I really like the aesthetic of wood.
Yeah.
I do, too. I'm going with blood.
All right.
I've got a theme going.
Plenty of us, when we go camping, are good with dressing wounds, but only I am the fire dad.
Oh.
Dressing trees is more fun. Question number three.
What? Oh.
Wood.
Okay.
Or stone.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm going to go wood.
Still going with wood.
Stone fences.
Mm.
Like a low stone wall.
Like, there's something about wood aesthetic that pleases me. I'm there with you on that.
Yeah. All right, question number four. Stone or bone?
I've had stone knives and
bone fences. Yeah.
That'll keep the people away.
Oh, yeah.
I went the
macabre
exact...
as fuck.
I went the exact same place James went with knives. I think a bone knife handle versus a stone knife handle. I like the stone aesthetic.
Mm. I've got a knife where the entire thing is made out of bone, the blade and all.
It's
beautiful, but... yeah.
Yeah, bone is gorgeous on a knife, or as the knife. I'm going to go stone on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like stone is just more versatile in general.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's that. All right, question number five. Bone.
All right.
Or meat? Wrapping this around to the beginning again.
I see where
bone
this
or meat?
Blood. So meat.
I'm going bone.
Hmm.
She don't eat meat, but she sure like the bone.
No, I'm still sticking with bone.
I'm gonna go with meat. I very rarely get chilled to the bone, but I will, like, I'll get meat cold.
Oh God, I will get fucking. I'm getting cold right now just thinking about it. So thank you, actually, because it's been kind of warm out there.
I wish I was, because that sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm. Rarely.
It has been too fucking warm for me.
I mean, it was has been warm, too warm for me since.
It's been too warm for me.
February.
Nah.
I actually, over the weekend, I spent the night at Joe's, and we have air conditioner fights. And
those are such heavy weapons.
Parry that, motherfucker.
You grab it by the clang. Cable and just whip it over your head. Whash! Like a flail. So anyway, no, yeah, but staying over at Joe's, I was like, baby, why don't we turn the AC on tonight? And like, he just melted into a puddle. He was like, yeah, yes. Like, yeah.
He's like, I just came in someone else's pants.
Yeah.
The neighbors might be pregnant.
No, they're not. But yeah, no, so that's how warm it has been. When I was like, no, not just the fan.
Blech.
The AC.
I'm going to be in Ireland in just about 2 weeks, and like in summer Ireland is like upper 60s.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's gonna be perfect for you.
I was talking with my Ireland team about weather there, and they're just like, oh, but it's so good right now. It's like, and they gave me a temperature and not Fahrenheit, so I was like, that sounds nice, I guess. I don't...
People have told me that, like, much of the UK and Ireland are all, like, blustery and kind of windy and cold and rainy much of the time. And I'm just fucking.
They are very confused when I give them stuff like temperatures in Minnesota.
I want it.
I saw a graphic just today where it this year. And this my family's from South Dakota, so this was a map in South Dakota. Mm-hmm. But just in 2019, in January, there were places where it was like negative 47. And in July, there were places that were like 109 degrees.
Yeah, we've done it here.
Right. I'm just saying, like, this, like, that is...
No.
That's not, like, something that happened once in the 80s. Like, that is a thing that just happens.
Yep.
Here. And then over there, it goes from, like, 40 to 60. That's their swing.
Minnesota, like, the tri-state area has one of the most diverse temperature ranges on the globe.
Yep.
Because we can swing like 50 degrees in a day.
Yep. We're a swing state.
You hurt me.
Email number two. God damn it.
I am pleased. Continue.
Delicious apropostors.
Aw.
Now that you're that you're either hungry or skeeved out, please enjoy some context as a fitting conclusion to this whole ordeal.
Yeah. All right. Conclusion.
Did you even hear that?
Yes. I just repeated at least part of it.
Well, part of it, yeah. I wasn't sure if James heard. He was chatting away.
I'm never if he's hearing, even if he's not chatting away.
True. Question number one. Meat or blood? Would you rather be a would you rather be a werewolf who eats people every full moon, or a vampire who feeds on blood?
I'm gonna say feeds on blood, because it is easier, I think, to get blood in ways that are not destructive to others.
Hmm.
But vampires or werewolves can eat chicken.
Well, the question very implicitly is...
The question did say people.
Or explicitly does say that eats people.
Well, no, it says vampire feeds on blood. Doesn't say human blood.
No, I said werewolves feed on people, according to the question.
So the chicken is right up.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, true.
Yeah.
And the lambs and the sloths and the breakfast
But cereals. Even if it was just human blood,
yeah,
I feel like there are still ways of obtaining that.
They're non-volatile.
Making more
means,
I can rob a blood bank.
Hey, hey, James.
Oh, shit.
Yes, salsa.
I don't want to know.
What was your former manager, what was his nickname for me at work?
Dumbass?
No.
Oh.
Starts with an N. Oh, fuck you. But my nickname at work
Nosferatu.
Was...
Nosferatu.
Yeah. I gotta go vampire. Because fuck the sun. Fuck the sun. Yeah.
I actually really
that was
like
a good beat poem that you had.
That'll be fun for dealing with audio later.
I don't know. Vampire, maybe, because then you can also fly.
I mean, there is flying. I could burst into a bunch of bats.
I'm pretty sure you do that now.
That's accurate. Shit. I wasn't supposed to say that out loud.
All right.
Honestly, that is a tough question.
Yeah.
No, I think vampire is just...
I think I gotta go with that, too.
Yeah.
Question number two. Blood or wood? Would you rather use magic powered by blood and sacrifice?
Mm-hmm.
Or waving a wand around like in Harry Potter?
Oh, I'm gonna have to go with wand.
Yeah.
Blood.
Yeah. I mean, you really get in there with the blood.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I understand that. But I feel like a wand is just more practical.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to set everything up. Right. I don't have to light the right candles or draw anything.
If I've locked my keys in my car, what's the chance that I have a goat on hand?
Well, for you.
Well.
Do you not?
Not a whole goat.
You don't need a whole goat.
Don't you?
No.
Do you carry around a doing part of a goat with you?
Do you not?
Don't you?
No.
I've said too much.
I have a feeling this is going to be the game for the rest of the... Also, I just lost.
Oh, son of a bitch. I hate
No. The game is over.
The game is over. That's right.
It was declared over.
It was.
When?
There was a general declaration. Mm-hmm. The game is over.
I don't know that it
counts. No, Jenna's backing me up on this.
I am backing you up on this.
The game is over.
All right.
There was a meme. There was a thing that went around. There was a declaration. The game is over. Oh, yeah.
I saw it.
Yep. So there you go. Game is over.
I mean, I still lost because I ever played the game in the first place.
Yeah,
but
neither did I.
There's that. Okay.
Oh, no. I did play it, and that's why I lost.
I didn't.
I know you didn't.
I just counted seeing that meme as being a loss. So.
You would. Yeah. Question number three.
Okay.
Wood or stone?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If your consciousness was put into an artificial body, would you rather it was made of animated wood or stone?
Hmm.
I would be a golem.
I got no strings that you can see. Oh my god. Golem or creepy puppet? Like, both have their pros and cons.
Stone. Maybe? I don't know. Like,
I'm leaning towards wood. I just don't have any good reasons or examples.
Well, I think if
it's... don't need one. It's just mostly... I know, but it's more interesting if I have
one. If you're made out of... wood, and you go to, like, shake hands with somebody, there's a chance that your hand isn't, like, bitterly fucking cold. But if you're made out of stone, chances are pretty good that unless you've been basking in the sun...
Which I have been.
Well, yeah. Well, okay, then you're, like, burning hot.
Excellent.
To the touch. Yeah. Oh, well.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough. I forgot who I was talking to.
Right. Yeah. No, I think I'd still go wood. Okay. I don't know. Natural affinity, I guess.
Oh, man. It would be so easy to put attachments and stuff on my arms also, if I was made out of wood.
I was recently compared to an oak savanna, so...
Okay.
That's nice.
Question number 4.
Yes.
Stone or bone?
All right.
When you cast your runes, do you cast runes made of stone or bone?
Stone.
Bone runes are the only way to go.
Chicken bones if I'm troubleshooting.
That's not the answer. These are runes.
Runes. Not casting bones, runes.
Right, but the question is, bones or stone, right?
Runes made of bone or runes made of stone.
That is what was said in the context.
So I would say stone.
Yeah.
You're both wrong, but that's beside the point.
But I'd want a nice stone. I don't want just like any old random rock. I want, you know, something that resonates with me.
No, you want the organic magic of bone if you're going to cast rune.
Man, chicken bones.
I mean, we've also established that I would do sacrifice rather than,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
Right.
So
you're going to have a lot of those laying
around.
Stone is
for the
around.
More solid foundation in my brain.
No, I want the...
Also,
I want the
connection to the earth.
They're just sturdier.
Yeah.
I want that primal organic magic.
I don't want to be casting runes and then suddenly have like one of them break on me. That can't be good.
No, that's probably
How
real bad news.
Are you throwing these?
I'm
breaking.
Whipping them at your
Jesus
head, Salsa.
Yeah, sometimes the answer is that you're injured.
Slingshotting them.
Yeah, all signs point to yeet.
Okay. Question number 5. Bone or meat?
All right.
Bone or meat? How do you like
bone or meat?
Wow.
All right.
You are fucking like 12 years old. You know that, right?
I'm genuinely fine with it.
James.
Okay.
Bone.
Or
meat.
All right.
How do you like your handheld?
Go on.
How do you like your handheld chicken?
Oh, wow. All right.
Wing or nugget?
Wing.
Depends on my mood.
Hmm.
I am a huge fan of buffalo wings, though. Not gonna lie. And I will say, like, when I go to V-Dub for my regular Wednesday outing with the friends,
mm-hmm.
it's almost always buffalo wings.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's get chicken tenders. And I'm like, but buffalo wings.
I think, doesn't B-Dubs have boneless wings now?
They do.
Okay. Yeah.
They do have.
Which is why I'm like, I want the bone.
I find the meat in the boneless nuggets, it's always sort of...
It's not quite right.
Bland. Like, it's... You do get a really median consistency, and it's, you know, it's average. You always know what you're about to get. That's not always what I want. There are no highs and no lows.
And I will say, like, it does depend on my mood. Like, you get me some McDonald's chicken nuggets with some honey.
Sure.
And I don't mean honey mustard. I mean honey.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you just, like, fucking, that's dessert and a protein meal is what that is.
You can't have ice cream, but dipping chicken nuggets in ice cream is fucking perfect.
I feel like the problem...
I'll let you have that one.
I feel like the problem here is nuggets is such a variety.
There is.
Like, you get the McDonald's ones, which is just ground up and re-shoved together meat.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then you
most
go
places.
Someplace, in some places where you get chunks of meat, like breast meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, they usually label those as tenders.
No, I've had places where they had nuggets that were just it was kind of cubed.
Okay.
Breast meat.
Huh.
That was breaded and then
breast.
It was amazing. I think I gotta go with bone on this one.
Yeah.
Yep, I gotta go with bone.
When it comes to the best wings I've had in my life, they had a bone.
I had wings in Buffalo.
Fucking good. Real story good. Checks out.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Troy wraps this up by saying, "I've been reading a lot of White Wolf RPGs lately. Can you tell?"
Oh, there we go. Sure. All right. Yep.
My wife was just making fun of me just a couple days ago because we were I was going through my every so often annual cull of my library, mm-hmm. and she saw my Ravnos book and was making fun of me for that.
Aww.
Not like legitimately making fun of me, but like,
oh, just I mean, like, those are supposed to be pretty good, though.
No, she was more making fun of the cover art.
Oh, no, whoa, that's yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Legitimate.
All right.
Because in case you hadn't noticed, I'm fucking Ravnos through and through.
You're fucking Ravnos?
Yeah, well, yeah.
All right, that's fair. Like, I'm not judging. I'm just surprised.
Troy wraps this up
didn't
by...
Didn't realize you were...
Troy wraps this up with his usual love and cashews. Troy to Troy. Thank you so very much, Troy. If you would like to send us Fast Five, send two emails to salsa@a1podcast.com. The first one should contain nothing but the choices, and the second one, repeat those choices and then give us the context so we know what the fuck we're talking about. Label them appropriately.
Yeah.
Anything else we would like to plug?
Oh my god, Convergence.
Yep.
So much Convergence. I did not get this one down on my schedule, but Convergence Thursday, during like right after opening ceremonies in the main room, is big fun radio fun time.
Woo!
So check that out. That is a Fearless production. I don't know who's doing it, but I guarantee you it's going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Friday at 3:30 p.m. At Hyatt 6 Yoga, I will be participating in Dawn of Justice, the Golden Age, that is being put together by Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe. It includes Don Krasnowski, Kelvin Hatley, Duck Washington, and myself. So I'm pretty excited about that. I may or may not be involved with the Convergence Poetry Slam, but that is at 7 p.m. on Friday. At Hyatt 6 Yoga. And then, 10 p.m. on Friday night, the Hyatt 1 Nicollet Ballroom, which is the main stage area, Vilification Tennis.
Ooh.
I am so excited. I can't tell you guys what I am doing, but I'm shitting myself over this. I will say, the poster... when you go to look at it, keep an eye out for that third round and the people that are participating, because you will only see two people participating in that round, and I am one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, definitely check that the fuck out. Saturday at 9:30 a.m. in the Hyatt 6 Gymnasium A, Improv for Cosplayers.
Yay!
That is being pulled together by Bryn Berryhill. And she is fantastic. At Saturday at 2 p.m., Hyatt 2, Vilification Tennis Behind the Net. We're doing a panel talking about vilification tennis. I am not participating in this panel, but my daughter is, along with other various vilifiers throughout the ages. So check that out. At 9 p.m. on Saturday at Hyatt 1 Nicollet Ballroom, Pounded in the Tingle, which the first time it was produced, it was co-produced with Fearless Comedy Productions, so I'm going to go ahead and, you know, give us a little nod. But one of the guests of honor this year at Convergence is Chuck Tingle.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be performing Pounded in the Tingle.
Jesus.
Also, on Sunday at 2:30, I just want to give a little shout-out to Reverend Matt's Monster Science,
Woo!
How to Remake a Monster. And that'll be main stage as well. So, plus, I've got about 18 million panels that I'm looking at. So, yeah, I believe that's everything I had to plug for myself and a couple for others. James?
I have a few. Some of them overlap.
What?
Woo! But starting on Thursday at 11:30 p.m., Hyatt Greenway B, Hyatt 2, Greenway B, Magnus Archives fan panel.
Okay.
If you're a fan of the Magnus Archives podcast, or if you like creepy fiction in audio formats, it's worth a listen and worth a visit. So, next, Pundemonium.
Oh, yeah.
2 p.m., Friday. Come see Kyle and me.
I've already seen it many times, multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
It will be great if you are not inundated with their shit every fucking week or so, but, you know.
If what you're looking for is dad joke disappointment, we do not disappoint.
That was kind of redundant, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's redundant.
Vilification Tennis, I will be there. Look for me. Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm told.
Keep going.
Yeah. I will also be, I gather, assisting with improv for cosplayers. And then I am part of the Masquerade halftime show.
Yes.
Which I am deeply fucking excited about
that
as well.
That is so awesome.
Yes. So, all of that. And then there are a bunch of panels that I want to attend, including Reverend Matt and Death at a Convention 2.
Yes.
Yes. Death at a Convention 2.
How did that not get on my schedule?
Is a murder mystery as a panel.
Yes.
Someone on this panel is going to die, and someone else on the panel did it. You sift through the evidence and figure out what happened. Exciting. No. Yes.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah.
That's not for this podcast. That's just for James.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything the fuck else for forever after that, okay. So...
Yeah. Yeah, I think 5 or 6 appearances in a weekend. I'm also doing a wedding.
I do have one more thing. The Fringe Festival's website is now live.
Yes, it is.
So if you would like to purchase tickets to shows that I'm producing, I've got two of them. There's Wilhelmina and Theodore's Exquisite Victorian Adventure, produced by Fearless Comedy Productions. I'm directing that one. And then look for The Bisexual Unicorn and Other Mythological Creatures. I'm producing that and pseudo-directing it, but it is more of a conglomeration of LGBT storytellers. So I'm putting the focus on them.
Those are in the show notes.
Yep, and they're both at Theater in the Round. So, go get your tickets now.
Also, I will be wearing a special badge ribbon, and if you...
At Convergence. Not
at French. Convergence. Okay. Yes.
Right. Going back.
That says Ringmaster, and there is a way to earn a companion badge ribbon to that. See me for details.
On Friday, July 5th at 11:30, you should go to the 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown panel at Convergence. Primarily because it'll be awesome, but I have it on good authority that Casimir might be making a...
What the shit?
What am I doing again? Sorry.
Friday, July 5th at 11:30, the 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown panel.
Okay.
Which panel show? It's a show.
It's a show.
But yeah, I'm. A little birdie told me that that Casimir.
What, was it Casimir? Was it a canary?
Might be there. I'm going to give my shout out to the World Cup team.
Nice.
From USA, who beat England today in an amazing game, and who continue to be just absolutely incredibly awesome at what they do. And I just being so fucking good at everything.
Completely. Yeah.
Like, on and off the pitch, just fucking everything they do is fucking amazing. It's, don't want to get political.
How do you feel about it?
Don't want to get political right now, but
you already did.
My shout out is to the employees of the Duluth Trading Company who helped me to find comfy pants to cover my lower areas.
To be fair, not difficult at Duluth Trading Company.
My shout out is to all of the volunteers that spend all of their time making Convergence happen.
Also that.
There are plenty that you see throughout, but there's so much that is happening even as we speak to prepare everybody for all of this. So, yeah, that's mine.
Cool.
All right. Anything else? Any other unfinished business that people would like to bring before this committee?
I got a bone to pick. No, I'm good.
Or meat.
Yeah. I was going there too. All right. You just beat me to it. Anyway. Well, if that is all, then thank you so very, very much to all of you for listening to this episode. Thank you to Troy for the Fast Five. And on behalf of myself and James and Jenna, thank you so very much for listening. Eat the fucking cake.
Goodbye.
Bye. Love you. Bye. Bye.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.